Okay, today's daf is daf chaf ches. So we got to the last few lines of chaf zayin and beis. Again, this is going to be a very slow, involved gemara. We'll take it step by step. So we were talking about that the question of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was of the opinion that even though something may have been mutter and then became usser, it could be chozer lehetar rishon. The language was mishum dehavia yivama shehutra v'nesra v'chazer v'hutra tachsel lehetar rishon. So as long as the initial moment it was mutter, even though later on it was aser, if it can revert back to the initial heter, we allow for that. So we had this brisa, and the Gemara has the question. The Gemara says it can't be a situation of achaya. So let's read that Aceve one more time. We're going to be reading back a couple of things today. So look at Aceve around 10 lines up in Chav Zayin and Beis. I'll read through it quickly. Aceve Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan, Arba Achen Beis Man Nusun Beis Achayos, Umesu Hanusun Es Achayos, the two brothers who married the two sisters died. The two other brothers may not do yibum with the two sisters who are now the yivamos. They have to only do chalitza. Asks Gemara Vamai, Leika Chad Minayu Lachlots Lo Lishnia. Let one of the brothers do chalitza to the second wife who came, became a yavama second, and then Teve Rishoner Lagabi Idach Kivama Shutra Vanessa V'Chazra V'Hutra Tachsel Hetei Rishon. That the first woman who became the yavama first, who was initially mutter until her sister also became a yavama, that second sister asked the first sister, so let one brother do chalitza to the second sister, and then the first sister will be mutter to the other brother like he originally was. Gemara says, Amar le Achayos eini yodea mishan. I don't know who taught Achayos. This is not a situation of sisters. Sisters cannot fit into this discussion. So now the Gemara is going to go through around 5-6 suggestions of how maybe we can read the Brisa in a way whereby sisters can be read in the Mishnah, the Brisa, and the Gemara is going to, in the end, conclude that it can't be. Every possibility doesn't work out. So let's go one by one. Gemara says, Vilema, let's suggest my chaltas. What does chaltas mean in the Brisa? Maybe nami dikatani chaletas. Chada. So maybe it means one of them. It doesn't mean do both. It means one of them. In other words, maybe in a chanami that you can't do, if you end up doing chalitza to the first one who's an ishimutter, then certainly the second one would be usher as well, because the second one was always usher. But had it been where they did chalitza first to the second one, in a chanami, the first wife would have been mutter. Maybe that's what it says. And why says can't be? Chaltzos katani. It's telling us both situations. Chalitza to both Rachel and Leah. Leah being the older one, the first one. Leah and Rachel, the chalitza must be done to both. You can't do chalitza to one and yibum to the other one. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Maybe lema le my chaltos da'ama, like we said on, Chavzayin yesterday, that we're doing today. Chalitza means chalitza in general. Not that you have to do chalitza to both Rachel and Leah, but whenever you're doing chalitza to Rachel, there are all those chalitzos. But in a chanam, you could do chalitza to Rachel and then yibum to Leah afterwards. Whereas it can't be. Hare elu katan, elu means these two women, you have to do chalitza both to Rachel and Leah. That's the understanding. So then Gemara says, maybe, lema de chalitza l'rishon, rishona beresha. Maybe the Bryce is talking about when they did chalitza to the first one, to Leah first, then you're stuck, you have to do chalitza to Rachel as well. But maybe had you done chalitza to Rachel first, you could have done yibum to Leah afterwards. The Bryce says can't be, because it says chaltos lichadchila, tells us that in both scenarios, whether you do chalitza to Rachel first or to Leah first, chalitza is the only option on the table. So that can't be the situation. So then the Gemara suggests on the top of Daf Chavches now, V'lei malei gzeira, maybe the whole thing's really a gzeira. Maybe gzeira, Dilma, if we allow you to do chalitza to first the second wife, which is Rachel, and then Yibum would be allowed to Leah, there's a chashash, maybe a person would do the opposite order of chalitza first to Rachel, and then Yibum to Leah. That would not, I'd rather chalitza to Leah, and then Yibum to Rachel, and that would not work. So maybe the whole thing, Mikar din, it does work, but there's a gzeira. Again, Leima Le Gzeira Dilma Kadim V'Chalitz L'Rishoni. You first do Chalitza Taleya, Beresha, and then you cannot do Yibum to Rachel. But one might think maybe you could if the other order was allowed. Where it says can't be, because Lo Misyat Mos Katani Deleka Din Yibum Hachakla. Sounds like Yibum doesn't work in any order. Whether or not you do Chalitza first to Rachel or Chalitza first to Leah, in either order, Yibum's not allowed at all. So that can't be, it can't work with Rabbi Yochanan. Lay Malay, three lines down on now Chavches. Lay Malay, Gzeira Shema Yomus V'Asur Levatel Mitzvah Yivam. Maybe really Mikra, then this really does work. And you can do Chalitza to one Yivam, the other one, but maybe there's a whole other concern here of one of them maybe dying. If you just look at Rashi, it's a bit of a long Rashi. Rashi writes, "Vale male," around seven narrow lines down. "Vale male gezera shama yamos v'yasul levata mitzvos yivamim." V'achi perusha. "Vale male Rabbi Yochanan." Rabbi Yochanan could suggest Tana demasnis, an our author of the Brisa here, "Taima lav mishum zika ka aser liabim bezachayos." This really ain't zika. It's not because of zika. The time of Mishum Zika, had it been because of Zika, he would have allowed Michi Chalitza L'Shinia, when you do Chalitza to the second one, Eina Chanami, Paka Zikasa, and it would be Shari Liyavuma. You can do Yibam to the first one, Rishona, Kedami, Ana. Ella, what's the reason why they say don't do this? Ella, time of Mishum Shema Yomas, maybe one might die, Kedamar Bepresh Pirkin, Dilma Adimayim Chad Mais Idich. If you do Yibam to one, you might do Chalitza to the other one, and that might happen. The other brother might die before the ability to do chalitza. Umishim hachi, for that reason, shakal rabbanon din yivama. They removed, they took away the din yavam mechayos legamri from all scenarios of two sisters. They always took away yivam, even though in theory it could have worked here. They removed this het of yivam by all sisters. Ve'afilu even lchalitz lechadu menayu, even that. So we shouldn't have any situation, it gets confusing. So maybe that's why they removed Chalitza and Yibam as a possibility. Yibam is never a possibility by sisters, even though really it would work, but there's another concern here of Shema Yamas. The Gemara says that can't be the concern, because Rabbi Yochanan, we know in general, Rabbi Yochanan says the Gemara, Lemisa Losh Chayesh, she's not concerned of one of them dying. So it really should work. Chalitza to Rachel, and then the Yibam to Leah. So the Gemara doesn't suggest that. Lay Malay, maybe. This is the sheet of Rabbi Elazar, who Damar Kamen Sha'om Dalav Sha'achas B'Isser Nesra Alava Olamis. Maybe the Brisa was authored by Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar has a unique din that he does not allow things to be Chos Leheter Rishon. In other words, even though maybe initially when the Yavama was Nafel to the Yavama, there was a Shas Heter. But then later, because her sister also became Yavama, became Usser, and then she dies, or she got chalitza, it does not revert back to the initial heter. But Blasar rejects it. As long as there's a moment where the Yavam and the Yavama were Usser, that Isser remains forever, even though the Isser doesn't really make sense anymore. But once it's Usser forever. And that's why we can't suggest chalitza to Rachel and Yibum to Leah, because once Leah was Usser, she's Usser forever. Mara says, can't be. Midasefer, from the fact that the Sefer of this Bryce is Rebbe Elazar, it must be that the Reish is La Rebbe Elazar. So then the Gemara suggests maybe v'neimelu d'nafel b'vasachas. Maybe happened that the two brothers died at the same time. That means the two sisters became yavamos at the same exact time. So there was no Leah that was mutter once before Rachel became made usher. They both became yavamos at the same moment, and it's usher. And that's the sheet of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who holds in general damer efshel tzamtim. Even though it's very hard to be so exact and so precise, Rabbi Yossi Aglili thinks it's possible that at mamish the brothers died the same exact second. So Rachel Leah became yavamos at the same time, and they're both usher. There's no heter originally, and that's why we can't suggest Chalitza to Rachel, and then Yibum to Leah. Mar says, Lo stam lan tanak Rabbi Yossi Aglili. We don't assume that a stam mishnah is Rabbi Yossi Aglili. He's a das yachid, he's a unique shita. We can't assume that way in a stam mishnah, so that's not really going to be on the radar. So then the Gemara says, Lay malay, de lo yadin and hey nafal bereshim. Maybe it's a situation whereby we don't know which one died first. Rachel and Leah both yivamos. The both brothers died. But we don't know, was Leah the first Yavama or was Rachel the first Yavama? It was unclear. It didn't happen at the same time, but they both died in the same day. Who was first? They didn't calculate the seconds, so we don't really know. So since it's a suffix, therefore what's that going to help us with? Since it's a suffix, you don't know which one's a Rishon, which one's a Sheni, to allow to Chalitza to Rachel, and then Yibam to Leah. Maybe it was really Leah died second. So because of the confusion, you shouldn't do any Chalitza, and then Yibam in this case, do Chalitza in both cases. Mara says, wait a second. Let's walk this through for a second. Ihachi, that's the case. Hainu de Katani, Ken Muvin Kansu, Yotzi. Our Mishnah says, if they went ahead and got married anyways, if the brothers married these two sisters anyways, they have to get divorced. Ask Gemara why. Bishma, I understand the Rishona. The first brother who married one of these two sisters, I get why he has to get divorced. Armin Olay, Man Charlacha, who gave you the heter to marry this first one? Right now, when Reuven and Shimon have two sisters that are both zakuk to them. So they're both Zakuk and Achos Zakukaso. So you can't marry either one of the sisters. So Reuven, who makes the first move, he can't do Yibum to either one. That's certainly Usser. And we get why he has to get divorced. Now, this next part of the Gemara is very tricky, and there's a lot of footnotes on this. I'm not going to discuss the footnotes, just to take my word for it, that the following. But Ella, the Shnia, the second one, after Reuven makes the first move on, let's call her Leah. Now, that was Usser. But now, when Reuven did that to Leah, he released the Zika from Reuven to Rachel now, and Rachel's allowed to get married to Shimon. So now Shimon actually can do Yibam to Leah. So the first one I get why he has to get divorced. Reuven and Leah must get divorced. Why would that answer Shimon from staying married to Rachel? I hope I'm not confusing the names here. I might be. So Ela Shnia, the second one, meaning the Shimon and Rachel, Shnia, Amar, he says, Chavrai, my friend, my brother, Shnia Yavam, he married the second woman. He married Rachel, let's say, really the second one. And I'm marrying the first one, the one who became Yavam first. On a Rishon Miyabim. I'm marrying the first one. And that could have been a possibility. So I get why the Rishon would have to get divorced. But the second one shouldn't have to get divorced. And since we had all these different scenarios and nothing worked out well, it must be Hainu de Kamarle Achayos Enyo Dea Mishon. And that's why the Gemara concluded on yesterday's daf that Brisa cannot have taught the case of sister, because otherwise these things would have worked out a bit differently and didn't. So very confusing. Hopefully that was somewhat clear. Certainly requires a couple times of Chazar. Okay, back inside. Gemara says, now before I do the Gemara, actually, I think it's kedai to go back to the Mishnah, just to read through this quickly, the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Vav, because the first Mishnah in this parak and the third parak here, because the Gemara now is going to analyze each line. It's not going to be so hard, but you have to know what's going on in the Mishnah to follow along here. So I'm going to read through really quickly the Mishnah just to get the flow here. I'm not even going to explain things. The Mishnah says on Daf Chaf Vav, Chaf Vav Amin Aleph, Ar Ba Achin, Shaim Hem Nesun Shtei Achayos, Umeisu Ha Nesun Es Achayos, Hare Elu Chaltos Vlo Misamos, that's what we just discussed. Vim kadmu, if the brothers married the two sisters anyways, kantu, im kadmu kantu, yotsu. They have to get divorced. That was how we just read. Now the Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Beishami Omerim Yekaim. He says you can actually remain married to them. Ubeishomim Omerim yotsu. You have to get divorced. Haisa achas mehen asura hala echad iser erva. If let's say one of the two sisters is an erva to one of the two brothers, so then, since that erva is not shaykh to this brother, the other one is permitted to him, the sister is permitted. So then, aser bo umutter bachosa. Although one sister he can't marry because it's an erva, it's his daughter, let's say, the sister, he can marry because it's not an erva. However, the sheni, the second brother, who neither sister is an erva to that second brother, he's aser b'shem, he's aser to both sisters. Fine. Usr, Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha. Let's say the one of the sisters is Usr, not because of an Erva, because of an Isser Mitzvah and Isser Kedusha, which is a Dirabanan. Then the din is Chaletzes Vlomis Havemis. And Haisa Achas Mem Asur Alzeh Isser Erva. But let's say one of them is Usr Erva to one brother. And the Shnia, the other sister, is Usr Alzeh Isser Erva. So two brothers and two sisters. So let's say one brother, if one sister is his daughter, the other brother, the other sister is his daughter. So each one has an erva. You kind of draw lines one to one. So the other one becomes mutter. So the Mishnah says, so asur lezeh, mutar lezeh. One who's asur to one brother is mutter to the other brother. And asur lezeh, the asur, itzer, the itzer, the woman, the sister, who's asur to the opposite brother is mutar lezeh, mutter to this brother. That all works out nicely. And then finally, Vizuhi Shiamu, that's what we say, Achoso, the sister of the erva. Meaning even though Reuven, one of the sisters is his daughter, but the sister of his daughter would be permitted to Reuven, Achoso, the sister of the erva, Kishi Yivamta, would be Ocholetes O Misavemes. Hopefully that's somewhat clear, but now the Gemara is going to analyze each line. It's a bit tricky, but let's take it through now. So now the Gemara says in Daf Chavches, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Beishami Omer. Beishami held that you can get married, even though the brothers are not supposed to marry the two sisters in this case. If they do get married, they can remain married according to Beishami. Beishil says they have to get divorced. Says the Gemara. Now Tanya, the Brisa, teaches differently. That Rabbi Eliezer Omer Beishami Omer Yekaimu, that's consistent. Beishil Omer Yotziu. But Rabbi Shimon Omer Yekaimu, that they both hold, you could stay married. Abashol Omer Kal Hayalem the Beis Hillel Bidavar Zeh. No, Beis Hillel is always a lenient opinion, almost always a lenient opinion. He's actually lenient. Really, what should say in the Mishnah is, should Beis Shammai Omrim Yotziu. Beis Shammai was one who says, get divorced, and Beis Hillel Omrim Yekaimu, he lets them stay married. So now, Rabbi Shimon Shita, who was the one who said that Yekaimu, that they can stay married in this price above, come on, who does he hold like? If he holds like Iki Beis Shammai, that they're the one who holds Yekaimu, Hainu Rabbi Eliezer, that's Rabbi Eliezer Shita, the first opinion of the Brisa. And Ika Beis Hillel, if he holds like Beis Hillel holds Yekaimu, Hainu Abashol, it's Abashol. I mean, what's Rabbi Shimon, how is he different than Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Abashol? And Gemara says, Hachi Gamar, Lo Nechloku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel B'davar Zeh. He thinks there's no machlokes, they both agree Yekaimu. So in other words, Rabbi Eliezer thinks there's a machlokes that Beis Shammai says Yekaimu. Abashol thinks there's a machlokes, but he thinks Beis Hillel is the one who says Yekaimu. Rabbi Shimon says there's no machlokes at all, both hold Yekaimu. Those are the different opinions on this dip. So then the Gemara says, Achas, Haisa Achas Man Vechule. So we said, if one of these sisters is an Irva to one of the brothers, so that's not Shaykh to this brother, that doesn't Asr him. So the sister, he could do Yibum to the sister. So the Gemara says, Ha Tanina, we have a Mishnah already, Chadazim, that already taught us his din. That achosa, that if there's a sister of an erva, so the erva is not mutter to this person, the daughter and the father, certainly not, but the other wife would be the sister's allowed to him, that we already have such a Mishnah, achosa, kishihi yuvamto, o chaletes, o misavemis. So why teach a Mishnah here? This is a Mishnah earlier. This is on Daf, I'm not sure Daf this is on. Here we go, Daf Chaf. And then the Mishnah Daf Chavav, the same exact din, that the erva is also to this Yavam, but the other sister would be allowed. So why teach both cases? And the Gemara says, Tzich, you need both cases. Because E, Ashme'inan, Hasim, how we taught that case only, Mishim Deleka, L'migzar, Mishim Sheni. This Mishnah Daf Chaf, that was a case where there's only one brother, not two brothers, one brother. So maybe there, one brother we would allow. There's no chashash there, because one brother, and there are two wives him, so then one's erva, that's not shayachtim. The other sister is not an erva, you can marry the sisters. That makes sense. I have a hacha here, dika, but there are two brothers now, and then there are two sisters. And only one of the sisters is an erva to one brother, but the other brother can't marry either one because they're sisters that are both mutter to him, now or us, because it's two sisters. Maybe there's ikal amigza mishim sheni, emalo. Because just like this shit, what would happen if the one brother who has the two sisters, one of which is an erva to him, so he can't marry the erva, but he would be allowed to marry the sister, you might say, okay, maybe the second brother too can marry the other sister. But the second brother can't because neither one of the sisters is an erva to him. They're both mutter to him. And they're both mutter to him. That actually makes him both achosa zakuk also, which makes him both usher. So if we allow the second brother, one of which is an erva to him, to marry one sister, maybe we'd say the same thing by the other brother, where neither one is an erva, and that would not be the case. So therefore, kamash blon, that even the case where there are two brothers, and only one is allowed to marry the sister, the other one is not, we're not concerned there's going to be confusion. That was a bit confusing, that tell. We'll look at maybe, let's look at Rashi. Rashi writes, look at Rashi around five lines up. Hasam, over there, the Mishnah Daf Chaf, Hu deleka elachad acha, there's only one brother. The Kaman, deleka lemigzemi, there's no concern of another brother, second brother, there's no second brother to talk of. Avahacha here, in the Mishnah Daf Chav Vav, Dika Lemigza, there's a chashash, Dilma Asa Sheni, the second one, might also come, Liyavume Ka'achav, just like his brother was able to, because his brother could do Yibam, because since the two sisters, one was an Irva, so the Irva is really not in the picture. So he's allowed to do Yibam to the other sister. You might think, oh, this other brother, who neither one is an Irva to him, he maybe also could do Yibam. But that's not true. So Aval, V'kapagab Achas Skukaso. The Kamai Didei have a Raman Tervai, because his other brother, neither one of his erva, they both fault him, and you can't marry or do Yibam to two sisters, to one of the two sisters. A Mafil Hai, even to the other brother, to one of which is an erva to him, the Lo Ramya erva Kamei, the erva is not considered a Yivamatim anymore. Lo Liavim, he shouldn't do Yibam either, even to the sister that's allowed him, because of the Gezerah of the other brother. Kamashwal on that, no. Even though they're two brothers and there might be such a chashash, we're not choshesh. We allow that one brother, the one who has the erva, to marry the other sister, because that's not an erva to him. Now, Iyashmin and Hacha, we only taught the Mishnah Daf Chavav, where they're two brothers, Mishim Deika, Shnei Dekamoch Mochich. That here, what happens is that the fact that one brother could do Yibam and the other brother cannot do Yibam, that makes things very clear that the fact that one other brother is not doing Yibam, that you're not allowed to do this in other cases. It is a unique situation where one brother can do Yibam because one's an heir with him. You're not going to be concerned of a different case. Aval Hasam, there, Daf Chaf, where there's only one brother and we see that he does Yibam, so you might think, oh, maybe every time where there's one brother and two sisters, you could do Yibam. But we don't realize that this case is, the reason why he does Yibam is because one of the two sisters is an heir with him, she's out of the picture. So it's really one Yavam, one Yavama, and there might be confusion. So aim low, it shouldn't be that case. Stricha, that's why we, even in a case of just one brother, we have to teach that if one of the sisters is an erva, he may in chanami marry the yibam to the other sister. Okay, we're good so far. Fine, I think. So then the Mishnah says, let's say you have the two brothers and the two sisters now, and one of the sisters is an iser mitzvah to them. The Mishnah said that only chalit is allowed, not yibam. That's what we said. So asks Gemara, hanami tani. We also learned this Mishnah. We already learned the law of iser mitzvah. Then iser mitzvah iksir kedusha, the din of choletes v'lo misavemes. Why does the Mishnah Daf Chavav teach us the same underlying principle? So the din is that by an iser mitzvah, that although mikra din you can do yibam, but they made an iser derban, you can't do yibam in this case, only chalit is allowed. So we already know this din. So the Gemara says, Hasam over there, iser mitzvah l'chuda. There, we taught that elsewhere. That was on Daf Chav. That was in general, an iser mitzvah, just an iser mitzvah. that you can't, if a brother dies and the wife is an Issa Mitzvah to you, you can't do Yibum. You must do Chalitza. But here there's an added element. Hacha here, Issa Mitzvah Vachosa. Here is two sisters. One is an Issa Mitzvah. The other is a sister itself. There's an added Chiddush. What's the added Chiddush here? Amsaka Daita Chamina. I would have thought maybe Lekum Issa Mitzvah Bimakum Isser Erva. But Tisyabim, maybe we should view the Issa Mitzvah as an Issa Erva. What happens in an Issa Erva? If a Yavam has two sisters, but one of them is two Yavamas who are sisters, one of them is an Erva, that Erva is out of the picture, and he's allowed to do Yibam to the other sister. That's Mutter. So maybe if one of the two sisters is an Issa Mitzvah, maybe that should be just as strong as an Issa Erva and knock her out completely, and he would be allowed to do Yibam even to that other sister. Kamashmal, that no, the din is Issa Mitzvah is not viewed as an Issa Erva. We view them as having some type of Zika there. Although Yibam's not allowed, there's still a Zika, which would asur him to both of the sisters, and that's why only Chalitza would be allowed, not Yibam. That was the Havamina. So that's why we taught this din of Chavav, and Daf Chavav. So then the Gemara says, V'tis Yabim, maybe we should allow Yibam in the Chanami. Why don't we allow Yibam? So the Gemara says, Kevan Dimidraisa Ramya Kame, because since there's a derai. Sorry. This yabim. Would there be a havamina? We allowed you to do yibum to the sister of an issa mitzvah. Would that be allowed? Kevan the deraisa ramya kamea. Since the issa mitzvah really on a deraisa level is really a zika to the yavam kapagabachas kukasa. How could you have a havamina that the sister of the issa mitzvah would be allowed yibum? That's being yavam of the achosa of that she kukasa to you. That's not allowed. Mara says, no. The Havamina was Mishum Mitzvah Avad Rabbanan. There's a few ways to read this. I'll just read the Ritva's understanding. Maybe the Mitzvah Avad Rabbanan. Rabbanan said, because the Mitzvah Yibum, maybe they said the Isser Mitzvah to one sister is like an Isser Erva, in order that he should be able to perform Yibum to the other sister. That's how Rabbanan made such a strong Isser Mitzvah to make it like an Isser Erva to allow to open the door for Yibum. Kamashon, they didn't go that far. They said it's also to the Yibum to both sisters. They didn't go so far. Okay, we're still good, guys.
The Zikuka is the Daraisa, right?
And they get involved. Is that really true? And they said, "What do you mean? Zikuka is not Daraisa. That's a big machloka." So those who hold only Dirbanan have to figure out a different way how to understand this Gemara. But the Gemara, the simple reading is that it's a Daraisa. And therefore, they can't create a heter for her. And I said, no, they maybe their abundance that the Isser Mitzvah becomes like an Isser Erva, which undoes the Zakuka. Exactly. So then the Gemara says five lines on Hayusa, Achas Mansa. If one of them, this Mishnah was saying, if one of them was an Isser Erva to the brother, so then he's allowed to marry the other brother. And the, if one of the sisters is an Isser Erva to one brother, so that brother may marry the other sister. But the other brother may not marry either one because they're not an arayos to him. So Gemara says, Hasulamali, why need to teach me this din? Hainuach, that's what we said earlier. Who cares? Mali the chad, mali the tray. In other words, we don't care whether two brothers and each of the sisters is an erva to the other one. So they have erva to this, erva to that. Or if only one of the sisters is an erva to just one and the other one is not an erva, who cares whether the two ervas, two arayos, one erva? What's the difference? So Gemara says, Tzicha, you need to teach both cases. Why? If we taught there, Mishum Dika Sheni Demochach, because there, you have a second case that tells us what's going on here. This was the case of the two brothers. One second here. Let me get my bearings for one second. Of a Hacha Deleka Sheni Dekamochich Emola. Right. So there, you had two brothers. So look at, let me make sure I get the case here.
Hassam is the one brother.
Hassan was the case of the one brother.
Yes,
yeah,
so you have a second brother that's Mashiach, they have a problem.
That he can't marry either one. Right. So where the second brother, it does not have an erva. In other words, he has two sisters, neither of which he can marry. That's Mochiach, that the first one was only allowed to marry because there was an erva in the situation. Vahacha here, Deleka Shane, there's no second brother in the situation. The Kamochich Emolot Shanurk. Viashmina, we had the opposite. Hacha, here, Adar Abba Tervai Mochiach Adad. They both prove each other, meaning because both have arayos to each other, so they could marry the opposite sister. Aval ha'idach, the other case, lo, you don't have the other brother telling what the other one's doing. Tzricha, therefore, you have to teach both cases of where both arayos to both brothers, or only just one erva to one of the brothers. Then, Zui Shi'amru, the Mishnah said, this was a line of Zui Shi'amru, that achos, the last line of the Mishnah, that although one sister might be an erva, but if since the sister is not an erva to you, yibum or chalitz is allowed. Asks Gemara, Zuhi Lemute Mai, what zu coming to exclude? It's coming to exclude Lemute Isser Mitzvah Lezeh, Visser Mitzvah Lezeh. If it's not Arayos to the brothers, but it's a Mitzvah to the brothers, so that would not allow for the Yibam, only Chalitza would be allowed. Ask Gemara the same question. Mali Hasulamli, why teach me this case? We already taught if an Isser Mitzvah to one, who cares whether it's Isser Mitzvah to one or two Isser Mitzvahs to two? What's the difference? Hainuach, Mali Chad, Mali Trey, the same underlying principles. And the Gemara says the same as far as above. Mao, the same, what would you have thought? Ki lo amrinan oki iser mitzvah v'makam iser erva. When do we not say that an iser mitzvah turns into an iser erva? When don't you say that? That's only hecha dikala migzar mishum shenmu. Because we're choshesh that if we allow one brother to marry the sister because the other one's an iser mitzvah and we treat her like an iser erva, so you might allow for the other brother as well. Aval hecha dilekala migzar mishum sheni. If there's no chashash of this sheni, so maybe both of them have an iser mitzvah to each other. Maybe we should say okmi iser mitzvah b'makom iser erva and allow the brothers to marry the opposite sisters of the makom the iser mitzvah. That's what you would have thought. Ulahai okimna iser mitzvah b'makom iser erva. Meaning both iser mitzvahs should be iser mitzvah iser ervas and then allow the brothers to marry the opposite sisters. That's what you would have thought in the case of two iser mitzvahs. Kamash v'lam, we don't allow for that. Fine. So you thought that was hard, guys. Now it just gets a little harder. Okay, this next few lines will remind you of the first parak. You know that really short daf that was really hard with all the long Rashi? What was it, daf lava or something like that? Had every single permutation. So this is going to remind you of that. But maybe it'll be a little easier because we spent a lot of time on that. So this is going to be the next piece now. This is probably one of the top five hardest dafs. Dafim in Yivamos is my guess. Okay. Amar Yehuda Marav. V'chein tani yubichia. B'kulon ani korben asur lazeh. Muteres lazeh. V'achosa. So this klal, that by all the rishis, that last line of the Mishnah, of the Daf Chavav, we said that if one of the sisters is an erva to the brother, so she's out of the picture, and he may marry the Yibam Chalitza to the sister. So what we're saying from this Tanur B'chi, if you remember that Daf, this was Daf Tes actually, that he said you could apply this situation to every one of the 15 rishis mentioned in the Mishnah. That if it's an erva, if two brothers, one's an erva to the brother, the other sister would be allowed to that brother. So it could be every erva. It could be a mother-in-law. It could be a sister. It could be a sister. It could be a daughter. It could be everything. All 15 arayos would apply to this din of that one's an erva, but the sister's allowed. But not only that, you could have two brothers whereby you have each of them is the same one. Reuven and his daughter and Shimon and Shimon's daughter. It could be that way. Every single permutation, that could be possible. So now that being the case, that's Tana Rabbi Chiya. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Metargim, he says no, only mechamos of Eilich, only from the step of the in the mission, in the first mission, the Masechta, from the mother-in-law and all the arayos listed afterwards. Aval Shisa Babe Deresha, the sixth first case in the Mishnah, lo, that's not going to work out well. Why? That's not going to fit him. Because the only way you could have one of the examples of the first six is a daughter, this we spent a lot of time on, the only way you could have a daughter, that Reuven's daughter and Shimon's daughter, is through onsen, through rape, not through nisuin. So my time, and why didn't we teach the first six cases? Since we only could find the situation of the Reuven and his daughter and Shimon and his daughter through Onsen, not through Nisuin, Benisun Kamari, Bonsen Lo Kamari. Our mission is not dealing with this kid's line of Kulani Kore. It's not talking about Onsen. It's only referring to Nisuin. Now, I remember when we discussed Daf Tes, we spoke about this Onsen case is only true of the daughter. But the other five cases, remember we discussed the other five cases is not necessarily through Onsen. You can have a case of Nisuin also with the five daughter, but that wasn't part of that discussion either. I forget the reason why it wasn't. But the six cases are not part of, the first six cases are not part of this line of reasoning. But again, the reason why the daughter is excluded because the daughter could only come about through Onsen, can't come about through Nisuin. So then the Gemara says, "Vabai mitargim afbito." Even a daughter, manusoso. Even that was part of the calculation. Why? I don't care how you have a situation of Reuven's daughter and Shimon's daughter. If it came through onsen, it came through onsen. We don't care how it came about. Lamais, if it could happen, it could happen. So he says, "Ibai ba onsen teve, ibai minusun teve." It could happen through onsen. If it could happen through onsen, either way, that will be part of the calculation. It would work. So just look at Rashi, just to understand the case of Onsen before he finishes this line here. Rashi writes, Onsen, Bibita, around the 10 narrow lines up. Bibita me anusaso, a daughter through Anusa, Onsen, could go in Ruvain Anas Isha, v'holid Bas. Uba Shimon v'Anas Anusas Achiv, the holid bas. So now they had the same mother. They had the same woman who was anus, both from Reuven and Shimon, but different fathers now. They were never married. So they both have a daughter from the same mother, same woman. V'nisu bas Reuven, u'bas Shimon l'levi v'Yehuda ach yavim. Now, the daughter of Reuven, through Onsen, marries Yehuda, let's say, and the daughter of Shimon, through Onsen, marries Levi. And harei heina chayos m'naim. Now, they're two sisters through the mother. They share the same mother. Their mother was raped by two different brothers. Bas Shimon muteres l'Reuven, u'bas Reuven muteres l'Shimon. Even though the Chamisha Babe Dereshim is Shachem and Nisun, even though the first five cases actually can find through Nisun, not necessarily through Eret, through Onsen, Hol Ubito Lo Mishtacha, even since the daughter could only come about through Onsen, so we categorize all six cases of daughters and granddaughters together as not part of this calculation. Fine. That's how you have Onsen. Either way, so Bai says, even though Anusa could Bask only comes to Anusa, he thought that was still part of this calculation. He thought the six bubbles can work. But which one did he say doesn't work? Aval, back in the Gemara now, Aval Eishes Ochiv, Shalahaya Bolam Olo. But that case, where you had the Machlokas, whether or not a brother who was not in the world at the same time as his previous brother who lost the wife, that is not a heter. You cannot do Yibam in that case. Why? Bekeven de Aliba de Rabbi Shimon hu de Mishkachas La, but Aliba de Rabbi Aron lo Mishkachas La, but Plukso lo Kamari. We're not dealing with Machlokas. Even though Rabbi Shimon would allow two brothers who are not in the world at the same time, depending on the particular circumstances, but since that's a Machlokas, our mission was not dealing with the Machlokas, that was not part of this klal of Kulan Ani Koreben, Sulozeh Mutaris Lazeh. So then comes along now Rav Safra, Metargim Af Eishes Achiv Shloya Belamo Umeshkachas LaBeshisa Achiv. He felt no, every case, every permutation was there, even that who was not in the world at the same time, and even the six babas, the daughter, because Ali with Rabbi Shimon, he felt that according to Rabbi Shimon, even though it's a machlokas, Einachanami, the mishnah was going according to Rabbi Shimon, and that could also be a scenario of a Kulani Karaben, a Srula Zemutar Sazer. Okay, now it gets even trickier. Hopefully you're still following me. Simanach, the simon is Mace Nolad V'Yavam, Mace Nolad V'Yavam. The Gemara is going to go through, this is the most we've seen, I think, of all the brothers of the Shratim now. We're going to go through Yisachar and Zvulun. We're going to even get to Gad and Asher. So we're getting pretty deep now in the lineage here. So we're going to get involved. So here we go. So what happens here? We're going to read through Gemara, then we're going to go through this long Rashi here. I hope we'll make it in time for 8 o'clock davening. Okay, Reuven V'Shimon Nusuin Shtei Achayos. They married two sisters. Levi V'Yehuda Nusuin Shtei Achayos. They married two non-sisters. Mace Reuven. Reuven dies. And Nola Yisachar. Now Yisachar comes into the picture. So he comes into the picture. Eishes Reuven is also to Yisachar because Reuven died first and he came into the world. He never met Reuven. So Yisachar is certainly also to Reuven according to even Rabbi Shimon, to Eishes Reuven. Then Yavam Levi. Now Levi goes ahead and he does Yibam to Eishes Reuven. And then Levi, and then Mace Shimon. Then Shimon dies. And then Nola Zvulun. So Zvulun comes into the picture. Now Zvulun's asur to Eishes Shimon because he never met Shimon, but he's actually mutter to Eishes Reuven because now when he came to the world, Eishes Reuven was already married to Levi. So now he's mutter. Zvulun's married to mutter to Eishes Reuven, who's now Eishes Levi, but asur to Eishes Shimon. V'yavam Yehuda. Now Yehuda goes ahead and marries Eishes Shimon. So now what happens after that happens? So Levi and Yehuda are both married to Eishes Reuven and Eishes Shimon respectively. Mesu Levi Yehuda. Now Levi Yehuda both die below barn without children. Now their wives, who were initially the wives of Shimon and Reuven, now fall to both Yisachar and Zvulun. So Hasura Lazer Mutarash Lazer Hasura Lazer Mutarash Lazer. In other words, Yisachar, although Yisachar cannot marry the wife of Reuven, because married to Levi now, because initially when he came to the world, it was Eishes Reuven only, so he can't marry her, but he can marry Eishes Shimon because Yisachar was already born. He met Shimon; they were alive together. And Eishes Shimon was mutter to him, even though married Levi, or whoever, which one it was, it's allowed, Le Yehuda. Now, but the other one, Zvulun can't marry Eishes Shimon because he was born when Eishes Shimon was still usher to him. But he can marry Eishes Reuven because by the time he came into the world, Levi was already married to Eishes Reuven, so that would be allowed. So this would be a case of Muter Sazeh Asur Lazeh, in the case of Shlohaya Bolama. And the Gemara says, V'achosa Shivamto. That's the din. And the sister of the Yavamta would be allowed. Meaning, even though one is usher, but the sister would be permitted. Okay, that was okay. So hopefully not too bad. I don't need Rashi. We got that one good, I think. I hope so. At least I think I did. So now, asks Gemara. Lamali Yavam Yehuda b'liyavam Yehuda nami. Sorry, lam liyavam Yehuda. Below Yavam Yehuda, Nami Mishkachaza. Why did the Mishnah have to have this price about the whole case we just had? We did not need Yehuda. Yehuda was an extra step. We could have had the same conclusion even without Yehuda being in the picture here. So why do we have to have this extra step of Yehuda as well? How creative have this? We'll read through Rashi quickly here. If you look at Rashi, 1, 2, 3, 4 wide lines down the end of the line, Rashi writes, below Yavam Yehuda Nami. Even without Yehuda, we would have had the same conclusion. It's an unnecessary step. Rashi says, I'll read through this a bit slowly. I'm not going to explain, but we'll read through it slowly. Shari the Yisachar. You could have had the same thing with five brothers only. Meis Ruvain, Nolad Yisachar, Yisachar's Asr to Eishes Ruvain. Yavam Levi. Now Meis Shimon, Nolad Zulun, Zulun's Asr to Eishes Shimon, but Yisachar's Mutter to Eishes Shimon. Meis Levi, below Banim. Now Levi dies without Banim. Venaflu Eishes Levi, Veishes Shimon, Lefei Yisachar Vezulun. Eishes Levi's Asur Yisachar because Yisachar met her as Eishes Ruvain, which is Asr to him. Mipnei Ruvain by Larishon, but Muteres LeZvulun because Zvulun met her as Eishes Levi, which is allowed. Veishes Shimon is Muteres LeYisachar because he was in the world at the same time as Shimon, but Sharei Bolamahaya, I skipped a line there. Vesur LeZvulun, fine, that's the case. So that could have been the same thing in the same conclusion, Asur LeZeh, Muteres LeZeh, of Shalaya Bolamo, even without Yehuda being in the picture. So why is Yehuda in the picture? And so the Gemara tells us, you know why he's in the picture? Says the Gemara, Mishim Tzara. We wanted to teach an added element of a Tzara as well, of a Tzara of Shalom Hayah Bolamo. That case, look at Rashi. Rashi writes, Mishim Tzara. Hayt Dinakat Yavam Yehuda, Mishim Tzara. To teach me an added layer here. Debay Yashkuche Nami B'Tzara, Hasur Lezeh, Muter Sezeh. We didn't want to only teach the case of Shalom Hayah Bolamo, Bolamo, Asur Lezeh, Muter Sezeh. We wanted to teach also the Tzara of Shalom Hayah Bolamo is Muter Sezeh, Uva Asur Lezeh. But in Bo, says Rashi, in Bo Yisachar v'Zvulun, Liabim Linishe Levi v'Yehuda, Harishona Eishes Levi Asur LeYisachar. Why? Because now not Eishes Ruvain who's married to Eishes Levi now. The Eishes Levi who was never Ruvain, but she's now Eishes Levi who's also the Tzara of Eishes Ruvain. The reason why that Eishes Levi is Asur to her, to him rather, because Asur LeYisachar Mishim Tzaras Eishes Achiv Shalhaya Balamo. Because Levi has two wives now. He has his own wife and the wife of Ruvain. Now, Ruvain's old wife, although married to Levi now, is also to Yisachar, because Shalom HaBalamo, Yisachar did not live with Ruvain at the same time. So once she is also to Yisachar, so to the Eishes Levi, the pure wife of Levi, is also also to Yisachar, because she's the Tzara of the Shalom HaBalamo. That's why I want to teach that case. V'chein Eish Yehuda Azvulun. So that Yehuda threw in that extra layer, the extra din. And then the Gemara says, okay, HaTinach, this makes sense, Tzara. Why they teach me the din of Tzara? But what about Tzara, the Tzara Ma'ikla? How are you going to teach me? What's a case of a Tzara, of a Tzara, of a Shalom Hayah Bolamo? So here the Gemara says, I'm not going to go through the Rashi here. Could go into Hadar, V'yavimnu Nami Gad V'Asher. Throw Gad Asher in there as well. Just imagine the extra layer, the same idea. One more layer through, that's going to add a Tzara of a Tzara, Shalom Hayah Bolamo. You could apply the din of Muteris Lazer, V'yasura Lazer. Okay, we're going to stop here. Tomorrow's daf, at least I'm going to alf, it looks shorter. So we'll do this mishnah along with tomorrow's daf. Everybody have a wonderful day. Okay.
What was the point of this last part? Is just to teach me that the...